This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
We're addicted to our phones, we're learning here this morning.
This is getting real. This is getting fucking out of hand now at this stage. Like, it's getting to the point, right, where I'm like, I noticed something myself last night. I was like, right, shit off Instagram there, go into Twitter there, just have a quick look. Right, okay, put the phone down. But before I put the phone down, has anyone messaged me on Instagram? I'll just check. I just put it down.
Because what if it's something huge?
What if it's something massive? Do you know what I mean? What if it's something really funny that I don't want to miss?
Yeah.
Oh, it drives
what
me
What if someone's sick. Offering me loads of money to do something?
Exact same thing happened to me last night. I was in bed, couldn't really sleep, picked up the phone. And I was like, oh, I haven't really been on Twitter tonight. God, Twitter. God, I have so much to do on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter all day. And I opened Twitter and I was like, you were literally on this 30 seconds ago. That's the same tweet you just saw. Put down your phone.
So
and
annoying.
Then just drifting off to sleep. Did I definitely set the alarms? Go back in and check. Just put down the phone. Just check WhatsApp one more time.
Yeah, sure, it's been 10 minutes.
The one thing that I will say about TikTok is it gives me like, I remember when I've just logged off TikTok.
Because it's so much.
It's also a video that and you kind of have to be like on your own, on the couch watching it. Do you know what I mean? You could whether I'd be on the show, like we'd be live on air and I'd be like, what's on Twitter today? Do you know what I mean?
No audio.
Yeah, it's no audio.
Yeah.
It's such mindless scrolling.
It's absolute mindless scroll.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's so terrible. Funny, I had a book last night in bed that I really wanted to read and I went to open it and I felt like my eyes were too lazy to read. But no bother on Twitter for another hour.
I'd love a new book now.
That makes sense.
I know, just on my deathbed I'm going to be like, why did I spend so much time on my phone?
On my deathbed
I'll be like, has someone got a phone? Where's my Instagram?
Yeah, where's TikTok? Yeah.
I just want to switch off.
Does this coffin come with Instagram?
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hello.
3, 2, 1. Was that you?
It was.
She's awake. She's here. She's ready.
Yeah. How are we?
I'm good, fantastic.
Lads, I'm wearing these pants today, right? That, like, the pockets are just so terrible. The pocket goes down as deep as the side of the pocket. So as soon as you put your hands in, you could just take them straight out again. It's like they don't hold anything.
Welcome to woman's world.
But I think women don't even have pockets. Or like
sometimes
fake pockets
we don't, but oftentimes they're terrible. I'm actually wearing quite similar trousers to you.
Yeah.
And my pocket also barely goes down.
So but maybe you're
wearing women's trousers.
The side of the pocket upwards, say like the bit that's meant to protect what's in your pocket is about an inch tall.
It's an inch tall.
So, yeah, the rest is a hole.
So exactly. I always just have, like I'm always like, if I sit down, whatever's in my pocket will fall out.
Yeah.
So I got a notification when I came into work. It was like, your AirPods are not with you. And I was like, oh crap, where are they? So I had to do something I'd never done before. I had to go back to my car this morning after being in work and doing a bit of work or whatever.
Oh,
God. I had to go back to my car to see if they were there, right? And on my way back, two lads were sitting on the wall.
This is like 6:45 a.m. Right?
6:45, it's quarter
to
7.
Oh, God.
I'm walking with two lads on the wall like, here. And I was like, what? And they were like, do you want to buy a regatta jacket? It's brand new. I'll give it to you for a tenner. I was like, no, I'm fine, thanks.
Betty, trousers with better pockets.
Yeah, I was like, it's not even 7 o'clock.
Stop.
And I was like, I wonder if did I have my AirPods?
Oh, no.
So I went to the car just to make sure my AirPods were in the car, thankfully. But I was like, I was
that
so...
Of like,
I did have a thing, a slight thing of, do they have my... If he was going to go, here, do you want to buy a pair of AirPods? I'd be like, can I just see them real quick?
Yeah. Did they say Devin have another?
How would you be like, I swear they're mine.
I'd be like, here's my ID, here's my Instagram.
Yeah. Just come back, please.
I feel there are a few better ways to start a morning than to talk about Paul Mescal. So
fair enough.
How we'll commence today.
That's a good start to the day.
There was a good bit of Paul Mescal news yesterday. Firstly, it was announced he's going to be in Dublin in a couple of weeks' time for the Irish premiere of Gladiator 2.
I know I sound stupid because he's living it up somewhere in Hollywood and stuff, but Paul Mescal gives me the vibe that he could be in Dublin on any random
Tuesday. I know, it's funny. Like all the newspapers were like, Paul Mescal to be in Dublin on 7th of November. I'm like, probably
I'd say he's reading that
times
like,
and like,
yeah, I'd say he's reading that like I'm there now.
I'm on Drury Street.
I'm in Maynooth.
Yeah, exactly.
So 7th of November, it's going to be in the Lighthouse Cinema in Smithfield. My friend from college actually works in the PR company that are kind of plugging the event.
Yeah.
So naturally, I will be requesting a half an hour of Paul's time to become best friends.
Oh,
so that'll be great for the show.
To get him on the show.
And then a half an hour interview.
Oh yeah, well I can try that too, guys.
Dave, this girl's priorities.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. And then it was wall-to-wall Paul Mescal on my Instagram yesterday because GQ also announced him as their November cover star. So did you see the pics?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Ah, jeez.
Ah, stop. It's ridiculous.
I would have worn any of the outfits that he was wearing in the pictures. It was sort of a gladiator themed photo shoot. Mm. He was on this like sort of broken rocky hill.
Mm. Yeah.
And in one he's wearing like a little leather mini skirt.
I saw that. Yeah.
It looks really good. Like sort of gladiator-esque, yes. But also quite
stylish.
Like what the girlos are wearing.
I think someone, and sorry now if this is one of your news stories, but I think last week he was basically said that scientifically he is one of the best looking people
in
the world.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
It's like insane.
Yeah, somebody said that. He's also wearing this like sparkly gold like vest top, this little leather cord.
Honestly, if I was after doing the training he's done for Gladiator, my body looked like that, I'd be wearing nothing.
Honest to God.
Yeah, and there's some interesting bits in the interview about how he got so ripped. So he said he trained for 45 minutes a day for 6 days a week for the Gladiator role, and he had a person on hand to tell him what to eat.
45 minutes a day sounds way too doable.
I thought that too.
I've been training for 45 minutes a day for the last 6 weeks and I haven't lost a pound.
Six days a week though is what he was doing.
And
I'd say it was probably a lot in the diet.
I do 35 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and I look nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Like
we're only starting off though.
Let's give it a few months. He was probably kind of ripped already. Paul's a fit boy. He also said that he has this gut feeling that he's not going to live a long life.
Okay.
So he better enjoy the heyday while it lasts. He just said he can't picture himself being an 8-year-old man.
I'm so with him. I'm like that as well.
Yeah. I used to always say that when I was younger. I can't see myself being old, but I can now.
I'm 28 out of 100 right now.
Really?
Like, I've got loads of time.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, I can't wait for that time.
I love the way you're saying 28 out of 100 because you knowing Aisling Bonner, she will 100% try everything she can to live to 100.
Oh, she will, yeah, for a fact.
He said that. He also said he's a bit of a workaholic. His agent calls him a psychopath about work. So maybe that's why he's thinking his life expectancy is quite low. But more interesting still, he addressed the rumours that he runs away from everybody.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did after dates and when he stays over.
Oh my God, no.
So this was a big thing, I don't know if I want this ruined. Videos and stuff.
So bring me back to this original idea.
Basically,
right?
Like a couple of girls, it started off with one girl and then another couple of girls were like, oh yeah, he did that to me too. Said that like, when they were like on a date with him.
When he was done.
When he was finished, he would just run away. Like he would like leave.
Physically
and
run away.
Literally run down the road.
And it was like always kind of said like after a night.
Yeah.
Together.
Like the next morning.
If they slept together, he'd leg it.
Yeah. Then there was like pictures of him like running in the park in London, like in his little shorts. Yeah.
And
people kind of were like, there he is, like running away. Anyway, so he said he was watching the videos at home talking about this with his brother and sister. And he said they were absolutely peeing themselves laughing. He said we were laughing. And then he said, but the one thing that upset me was I was in the kitchen and I remember my mum looking at the videos and she was getting really upset.
Oh.
And he goes, isn't that devastating? He said, to me, my brother and sister, we were like, we know this is the way the internet works. It's hilarious. But if you're a mother, her impulse is to come out and be like, he wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
So he said that the rumours were also categorically untrue.
Oh, I'm raging now. I wish he never said a word.
He said, if it was true, that'd be effing bad. But as a rumor, it's very funny.
Fair play to him, because like some people, whoever asked him that, obviously it's GQ, so he's gonna probably do what he's told because it's such a huge publication.
Yeah.
But like, if it was me, with a spin mic going up to Paul Mesk at the Lighthouse next week, being, so is it true you run away from girls after you sleep with them? I wouldn't be able to do it.
No,
I'd be too scared.
I'd be like, so is it true you're from a nude?
Yeah. True, you're in the normal people.
Yeah, totally. I'm actually reading Sally Rooney's new book at the moment. Really good.
The
two male characters remind me of Paul's character, Normal People.
I feel like we're all in our healthy era.
Yeah, we are actually. Well, Aisling always is.
Aisling always has been.
Guys, I'm truly not. I'm literally snuffly and broken.
No, but you're in your fitness era. Yeah. Like you're always in your fitness era. You actually run and do things like
Eating vegetables is literally the only thing you can eat because you're a veggie.
And Emma, you're a good eater anyway, but you've only recently started doing boxing and things like that in the gym and going to the gym. And I've only recently, in the last 2 months, started going to the gym every single day. So we're all kind of in our fitness healthy era, and I'm proud of all of
you. We're all in sync at the moment.
I know, it's bizarre, but let me tell you about Gymbox. It's a branch of gym in London, right? They basically specialise in making sweating enjoyable. So can you imagine the melts that go to it? But it's also known for its unique fitness classes, right? They offer things like rucksack training, breakdancing, and yoga. yoga set to classical music. So they're kind of alternative. It actually does sound quite interesting.
Very but like trying to be viral type of thing.
Yeah, very London.
Yeah.
Very London.
I take it. I was in the gym the other night and there was classes going on upstairs and I came out at one point to just get water in like the communal area kind of, and the gym instructor had the class just running up and down the stairs.
No.
I actually was like filling my water like, this is so sad. He was like, again, and all these women were just up and down the stairs.
It's so funny because my stairs in my gym says, with stairs like these, who needs a workout? And I'm kind of like walking upstairs going, yeah, that's true. You can just walk up these stairs, walk back down and go home. So much easier. But anyway, they have a new kind of class, right? And it's a magic-inspired workout. Apparently, it draws inspiration from Houdini's rigorous fitness regime, paying tribute to the famous magician's legendary strength. So obviously, he did a lot of stunts and things like that, and he needed a lot of strength to do said stunts. Things like hang upside down and take off like handcuffs and things like that, like, and you know, like those insane
straight jackets
and things like that, things basically like that. So there's a sentence in this article that I was reading about this. It's absolutely bizarre because obviously the person who wrote the article went and did the class, and it was, I didn't know anything about the hang upside down and take the handcuffs off or whatever, but it was just like, there's this new gym who are doing some magic classes. I'll admit, I was a bit nervous at the start. The idea of being suspended upside down while trying to free myself from handcuffs was intimidating. And I was like, whoa, what's happening here? This is insane.
Sounds inappropriate.
She said, I'd never done aerials and my arms are not my strongest suit, so I thought I wouldn't be able to do much, but the instructor assured us that no prior knowledge was needed and we could take it at our own pace. The different stations for these workouts sound gas. So you know, if you're going to a class, you have different maybe stages that you all start at, just so you can all continue to rotate around the class. The different stations, bizarre. One station featured finger strengthening to improve hand dexterity.
Stop.
One station involved using inversion boots to hang upside down and do crunches upside down.
That sounds like fun.
Another one had them hanging from a trapeze, which sounds deadly.
Really cool.
I'd be really into that. And it was a rope climb where you scale it with your foot tied. So obviously you couldn't really like hang on to the rope. You had to basically just pull yourself up. So it's like a lot of work. The whole thing sounds kind of mental, but I like how different it is. Like, I'd imagine you get really fit from doing all those things like the Houdini did, the hanging upside down and things like that. I think we should come up with our own gym classes that involve everyday ordinary things that absolutely suck, and then once you've done them you're like, I'm in bits. So I think there should be a gym class for changing the bed.
Like,
changing the bed is one of the most difficult in my opinion tasks you can do. I'm sweating after. I also feel like Santa and his reindeer, like whipping the reindeer.
Yeah.
Because you know when you're trying,
so heavy.
It's so heavy. You're trying to, you know, with when you start inside out the duvet and you have to whip the thing, and I feel like I'm actually like a gladiator or something.
It's actually a job I did last night, and it's also, it's caused for so much injury. When you're in a small place, you're going to step over things and get it all done.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have enough space.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Hot.
I was thinking of putting heavy boxes in the attic and things like that. Do you know what I mean? Like that, going up those
stairs
with heavy boxes is a lot, and you'd be sweating, and then hoovering the stairs is a workout in itself.
Oh,
I think
that's an awful job,
dragging the hoover up.
Exactly.
Yeah,
bringing in the shopping.
Bringing the shopping is a good one. Yeah, you'd be sweating.
Doing it in and out.
Yeah, I was even just going to say carrying home the grocery shopping from the shop, one on either arm. It's like dumbbells.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
I see people walking back from Nutgrove getting the bus with their arms full of their shopping, and I'm like, fair play to you.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Chaperone had to go on spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I need advice predominantly from Aisling on the show this morning.
Well, can I go?
No. And I think you'll understand why very quickly. Do you remember over the summer I was chuffed at myself because I did the VHI Women's Mini Marathon, the 10-kilometre run.
Bravo.
And I trained for it, and then I came into work after that day, and I said, the only way you're going to keep this up is if you book another 10K.
Yeah.
So I did on that very day. Since then, I became very unfit and haven't run very much. And yesterday, my number arrived
for
the Sandy Mount Night Run that is due to happen next Tuesday.
Oh, no.
I can reveal that the most I have ran since then is 4K.
What time does the night run start?
7:15 p.m.
Okay, not bad.
I wonder, will I die if I do it having not trained? Aisling.
No, absolutely not. Go for it. You'll surprise yourself. You can take breaks. You can walk bits. You'll be grand.
Really?
Yeah. You'll be absolutely fine.
It'll be nice. Just like, consider it like you might run 7K and walk 3.
I'm not going to be able to run 7. I haven't trained.
You will. In the pressure of a race, you will.
Here's my worry. That I'll be so slow that everyone will be gone home. There won't even be a finish line to cross.
That might happen.
I'll just keep going. Be like, where does this thing end?
It could be a lot worse, to be fair. My mate Joe is running the Dublin Marathon having never trained.
Well, that's foolish.
Yep.
Because that's quite silly.
Because in his words, Sure, it's just a run.
That makes me annoyed. So at the end of the marathon, there's this bus that drives and it's like the cutoff. So like if the bus overtakes you, you have to get on the bus and it drives you
back
to the end.
Are you serious? Yeah. Okay, I'll probably be getting on the bus, but will I do it?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay, great, grand. I really wasn't expecting that. I thought I'd be off the hook.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
New music from Addison Rae. It's called Diet Pepsi. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. She is a, if you don't know, a huge TikToker. And I remember, sorry, don't judge me, watching a bit of Keeping Up with the Kardashians at some point. And
That's allowed.
She does a lot of hanging out with Kourtney Kardashian. There's quite an age gap between them.
Right.
But I do think that it was more that the Kardashians were bringing Addison Rae into their show to make the Kardashians more relevant.
Yeah, but I remember like she was friends with Kourtney in it and everyone in the rest of the family was like really confused as to what was going on.
Yeah, huge age gap.
They're going, why is this TikToker here at our dinner?
Yeah, but it's probably all set up, but I think it makes them
look just like, because cool. She's cute and cool.
I think it was around the time when like TikTok was a thing and the Kardashians weren't there yet.
Right.
Kind of
they're a bit behind.
Anyway, all this week on the show, we are giving you the chance to get yourself to Gamerfest. Tickets to give away for the event in the RDS this weekend.
October 19th and 20th. Yeah, it's a massive celebration of all things gaming. Latest blockbuster releases to the all-time classics all at Gamerfest this year. There's a retro zone, which I think is going to look unbelievable, and there's going to be loads of special guests as well, which is really cool.
So we have pairs of tickets to go every day, and on Friday, somebody who wins those tickets is going to get upgraded to an unbelievable gaming setup, which includes a massive 65-inch Sony Bravia 4K UHD smart TV and an awesome Trust gaming chair as well.
Awesome.
Totally rad. Awesome.
Two pairs of weekend tickets to go as well, all but thanks to Pringles. And we were putting some songs we play here at Spin through the 8-bit machine, and you've been trying to figure out what they are. Sarah thinks she knows. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Very well. What are you up to this morning? Are you making your way to work or college?
Yeah, just driving into work now.
What do you do, Sarah?
I work in HR.
You work in HR.
We'll be on our best behavior, so.
Right, okay.
Right, okay,
very nice,
guys.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anything on our show that you think could be considered a HR issue?
Lots, I think.
That's a foolish question, Emma.
That's what we're going for, to be honest.
Sarah, how's your telly looking at the moment?
Not great, lads. Not great.
Oh, why?
Yeah, is it a bit on the small side?
A little bit on the small side.
Is it a bit of a box looking thing? Big lad.
It has too big of a box on the back of it.
It's one of them. It's time for an upgrade, I think, in 2024.
Let's try and get you into that draw on Friday and win your way to Gamerfest on the show this morning. Have a listen to the song that we've put through the 8-bit machine. Now please do the honours and tell us what song you think that is.
Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe.
You sure it's not Pumped Up Kicks?
Let's check if you're right, Sarah.
Well
you've
done.
You've won yourself a pair of tickets to Gamerfest this weekend and you're in that draw, which we're going to do on Friday for the big telly and the cool chair.
That's official name.
Cheers, Sarah. Have a good day.
Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Another chance to win with Gamerfest and get yourself into that draw. We'll do that tomorrow morning on the show after 9:30.
Nice. Have a lie-in.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Jazzy and Sonny Federa and Some Days on Spin. There was huge news for Jazzy this week. A huge stat that she can be super proud of. She is now the most listened to or the biggest Irish female artist on Spotify.
Wow.
I would never shut up about this.
Neither would I.
Yes.
This would be tattooed on my forehead.
Even if like it only lasted 2 weeks and I was overtaken somehow.
Nobody.
It would be my two truths and a lie for the rest of my life.
And now she's overtaken Sinead O'Connor. She's got Sinead O'Connor 5.3 million monthly listeners still.
Wow.
And Enya 4.8 million monthly.
Enya surprises me.
Yeah, now it is interesting to note that like obviously Sinead O'Connor and Enya weren't releasing music on Spotify. It was like record sales. So it's a little bit different on that. But these figures also make her the 5th biggest Irish solo artist overall after Hozier, Van Morrison, Niall Horan and Dermot Kennedy.
That's insane.
Wow.
Up Jazzy.
Go on Jazzy.
Up Jazzy.
Dublin.
just wanna wake up.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning, welcome. Hope you're good.
What's going
Morning.
On?
Someone we don't talk about very often on the show, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
He's kind of going viral at the moment. Obviously, one of the greatest, most influential actors. He's won an Oscar.
It's so weird.
Tony's Golden Globes.
To hear like someone who's that famous be like, yeah, they're going viral.
Yeah,
Leonardo DiCaprio. He's doing really well on TikTok recently.
But he probably hasn't really done so well on TikTok ever.
Doesn't it feel like those people who are so established are almost too big to go viral on TikTok or something?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's gone viral because of his phone case.
Oh,
guess
on.
What phone case Al Pacino has? You never will.
All the things in the world that I thought Al Pacino would have in his phone cover, I was not expecting Shrek.
Who would be expecting Shrek?
Oh. I'd imagine Al Pacino has like a Nokia 3310 with one of them builder's cases that go on the belt. Do you remember you could take, you put the phone
the
in
black,
the actual thing? Yeah.
The black kind of cover them see-through.
Like a wallet for your phone.
Yes.
This
really
is the funniest video ever. The back of his phone is like not just like a single image of Shrek on a phone case. It's like probably 10 different Shreks overlaid over each other.
I
and as
Shrek.
He says, who would expect Shrek? And then he says, it's all mine or something like that. So here he is explaining why he has the Shrek case.
Can you explain why you Shrek it?
My youngest daughter said, can I have your phone, Dad? I'm just going to... So I gave her my phone, and she came back, and she had this on it. She said, it's Shrek, Dad. I said, Shrek? Wow. Okay, babe, I'll hold on to it.
Said Shrek. As if he's, I wonder, has he ever heard of Shrek? Does he appreciate Shrek? What's
what
going
does he
on?
Think Shrek is?
Because I thought when he said that, he was going like, Shrek? The hell is Shrek? Oh,
that's so
Ooh,
cute.
Who would expect Shrek?
Oh, I love it.
That's so cute.
Recharged.
I'm so excited. This weekend, I have a reason, I suppose, to go back to the little village that I grew up. It's called Ballyduff Upper, and I moved there when I was 6 from Dublin. And it's a very rural community in the very, 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 what would you say, very, very west of County Waterford.
I've only recently found out that it's Ballyduff Upper and not Ballyduff Upper.
Ah,
I thought it was one
cooler.
Word. I thought it was, yeah.
They've asked me what I call down, and I haven't been down since, to be honest, since my parents left there and moved a few years ago, because they are putting on a lip sync battle, raising money for the local hall, because the hall needs a new roof.
Why? It's always those two things.
Yeah.
It's always a lip sync battle down the country for some reason, and it's always the roof.
Who built these halls?
I know.
They're in bits.
And the hall is like really important for the community, because they're big into their drama and the drama festival. In fact, Ballyduff Upper Drama Group won the All-Ireland this year in
Athlone,
if you don't mind me saying. So, a bit of pressure on, because as it's getting closer, the amount of people from the village who are texting me being like, the buzz around here is so intense for Saturday night. People are really excited.
Ah, that's great.
Are really looking forward to it. So there's many groups taking part. There's a tea and chat group. There's the Ballyduff Drama Group. A few of the pubs are getting involved, the ladies' football. But the rehearsing is pretty intense for this, because there's even a backstage team, I'm learning, for many of the acts. And rehearsals are happening in the local library.
And so, sorry, are you doing it? Are you doing the lip sync?
No, I'm judging it.
Ah.
Right? There's choreographers involved. There's a pair of brothers from the village, Bobby and Matty. They're really putting the graft in for this. And last week, just to promote ticket sales, they were asking like the judges to send over just videos for the community's Instagram account just to say, hey, I can't wait to see you, blah, blah.
Cool.
I was in Spain at the time last week, and I had forgotten to do the video, so I ran out of the restaurant really quickly. And this is the video, the audio of the video that I sent over for the Instagram account.
Make sure to get your tickets. I can't wait to be a judge. It's going to be such a good crack. See you really soon. I can't wait. Get your tickets now.
But what I didn't realise...
Yeah. Could have given it a bit of razzle-dazzle there, Emma, now. Come on.
No, she's just got to sell the tickets. Maybe she's the she's the looks.
She's the pretty face.
Yeah. She's the looks.
Me, that's so mean. But what I didn't realise was...
Not the personality.
He just said you were gorgeous.
That doesn't... I would rather be personality. Anyway, the other judges did put a lot more effort into it. Now I feel like a big dope.
Oh, go on.
This is another judge called Henry.
All you competitors out there, be ready, because...
Henry's video video.
I presume he's lip-syncing to that.
He's lip-syncing to that. He's got like a beatbox in his kitchen recording the video. He's singing away and he's dancing away and he's giving it welly. So, yeah, I suck.
Clearly. I love Henry.
Oh, let's go, Henry. What kind of judge are you going to be?
Well, I think Henry's going to be sound.
Yeah.
Obviously, he seems sound. I do have a clip from the other judge who looks hilarious.
Okay.
Like, talk about personality.
Oh, so you're going to have to be like the mean one. You're going to be after like the Simon Cowell.
Absolutely not.
You got to be.
You have to be the Simon Cowell.
People are going to be expecting, like, if they show up to this lip sync battle to fix the roof, you have to put on a character.
Every show has a bad judge. You've got Craig on Strictly, you had your man Jason on Dancing on Ice, you had Simon Cowell.
You had Gary Barlow.
You need a mean judge.
I'm not going to be a mean. These are people I know.
Emma, you have to be a mean judge.
I used to work in the local shop. There's like people of all ages, ladies that, you
they
know.
They will love it.
Everyone
loves a roast.
It's going to be so boring and it's going to be so tough if every judge is too nice. It's going to be way too tough because everyone's going to be like, yeah, that was great. 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
10 out of 10. You need to be the one to be like, what was that? And you need to be the one to be like, do you have a second song? Do you know what I mean? That's what I want you to do.
Can you honestly imagine me doing that?
Yes, I think you'd be really good at it.
Yeah, you're so mean.
Put on a character. Put on a character.
Okay, I think put it to a vote then if you don't want to do it. 087-711-1038. Should Emma be a nice judge or a mean judge? WhatsApp over the word nice or mean. We're team mean. Emma's team nice. What say you?
I can't imagine. These are people that I knew, that I know, I grew up with. I can't imagine being
Let the public decide. 087-711-1038. Nice or mean?
This show, man.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm heading back to the village that I grew up in after I left Dublin in 1999 on Saturday because the local community, it's a tiny little village called Ballyduff Upper. Let's get it on the map.
Ballyduff Upper.
Come on, Ballyduff Upper.
The reason it's called Ballyduff Upper is because in the same county there is a Ballyduff Lower.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah, you need to be clear about where you are. This is very, very West Water.
Is there also a Ballyduff?
No.
That's stupid.
It is.
Yeah, well, that is
There's
stupid.
A gap in the market for a Ballyduff reg.
Maybe this is what they're going to use the money for. If they go over with the roof, they can build it around Ballyduff. Yeah.
They're putting on a lip sync battle. There's six groups rehearsing really hard, from the tea and chat group to the Ballyduff drama group to the ladies football group, and they're all ready to put on a great show. It's totally sold out, by the way.
I love that sense of community.
It sounds
so
brilliant.
Cool.
And they're raising money to fix the roof in the hall, obviously.
Classic.
Every fundraiser, it seems, for local communities.
All I'd say is
the roof in the local hall.
Every roof
you're
is fixed.
You're very lucky you're a judge and you're not performing, because if you were performing, we'd be going on our way to Ballyduff.
We'd be down to Ballyduff.
Oh, God, no. I'm so glad. So I was telling you there a few minutes ago on the show that I didn't realise, I didn't know the other judges who would be involved. And they asked me, basically the organisers asked me to send over a quick video to promote ticket sales for their Instagram a couple of weeks ago. And I sent over this, just getting to the point.
Make sure to get your tickets. I can't wait to be a judge. It's going to be such a good crack. See you really soon. I can't wait. Get your tickets now.
Boring. Boring.
Yeah,
boring.
I realised quite quickly that it was in fact boring.
Sorry, it was a bit lame.
Because another of the judges, her name is Assumpta, she put up a video.
Sister Assumpta.
She put in huge effort for it. On one hand, she was holding a paddle with like a euro symbol, and on her chest, disguised until the end of the video, was a massive sign on her chest that said bribes.
Class.
As in, I will take bribes. Here's a clip of her video.
Oh, sorry. You caught me dusting off my paddle. I can wait to meet you all for the wonderful fundraiser for Raise the Roof.
I love her. I love her. I know she's only a judge, but I want her to win.
Yeah. But at the end of the video, she's just pointing to her chest.
Yeah,
bribes,
yeah.
Welcome. So I realised that I suck and I'm useless. And then you guys said I clearly have no personality for this whatsoever. So the only thing
boring.
The only thing I could possibly do is be a mean judge.
Yes.
I don't want to be a mean judge.
Well, you did also say you'll have the very pretty face on the panel too.
Excuse me.
So yeah, we both,
I don't know, Henry's
mean,
pretty good looking, I think.
But we threw it out to the wider public to vote on whether you should be nice or mean. 087-711-1038. Jack is on. He votes mean. Jack, which judge do you think, like, celebrity judge Emma should emulate?
I think Simon, probably the best one, yeah.
Yeah. Simon back in the day. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Straight-faced.
Looking back now, just so we know that, you know, the
expect. No emotions.
Yeah.
No emotions is good.
Yeah, no.
Just straight to the point, yeah.
Just, like, kind of look like she's hating this whole experience.
Cheers, Jack.
No bother.
Good luck, Jack.
Bye-bye.
I like this. Jen is also on. Jen, what do you say, mean or nice?
I definitely think you should be a mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
More Simon Cowell. Like, you need to, like, give a welly and be like, no, that was awful. Like, you know, all that type of stuff, you know.
Yeah, what was the thing that you say, Dave?
I like when Simon does the when he says, "Have you got a second song?"
Yeah.
So patronising.
It's so patronising.
Or he says, "I didn't just not like it, I hated it."
No, yeah, like he usually says something like, "Oh, I didn't like it, I love it," but you should instead go, "I didn't like it, I hated it." It was awful.
Jen, do you think I'd be able to pull that off?
Oh, defo. Oh.
I think the crowd would love that. Will.
Yeah, they would. You might get booed, but I think it'd be really good.
But it's for a great cause.
Yes.
For the roof.
It's for the roof. All right, Jen. Thank you.
It's for the roof.
See you later, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
See you. Have a great day. Bye.
See, I'm thinking like pantomime. You know what I mean? When they all come out after the pantomime or the musical or the play and the villain always gets a very big round of applause.
Mm. They get a big boo as well, but if you can take it on the chin, give them a wink. They'll know what you're about. All right, final thoughts. Mean or nice? 087 711 1038. What should Emma do in Ballyduff?
For God's sake.
Upper.
Sorry. You think
get
by
it
now,
right.
You think by now I'd learn, don't talk about anything on the show. It'll get destroyed.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Emma is going home this weekend to be a judge in a lip sync battle in aid of the parish roof.
Yes. Very important.
In her old hometown of Ballyduff Upper.
Town is a reach.
Town? Uh-huh. Village?
Village.
Land.
Village. Very, very nice. So she's going to be a judge in this lip sync battle and we've been basically trying to convince her to be a mean judge.
Yes. And we got a message in from Katie who said, "I think you should give Emma some phrases to say during the night to different acts."
This is good.
This is coming from people.
You'll be a great villain.
You can't argue with the listeners of this show. Okay. And they have come in their droves voting that you also be a mean judge.
I don't think people are going to be there like, "Oh, did you see Emma Nolan? She was awful mean." I don't think people are going to be like, they're like, "Did you see Emma?
She was great.
She played the villain role well."
So we've printed out some of Simon Cowell's best insults.
Oh,
and we'd like you to give these a lash throughout the night. But you can do a little practice run here now.
Okay.
And you need to be really mean.
Are these things he legitimately said on The X Factor?
Yeah.
The show that's potentially cancelled for that behaviour. Oh, God, okay. "You have the personality of a door handle."
Oh, God. I'd start with that. Yeah, definitely start with that.
They'll know what you're about then.
There's as much chance of you being a pop star as me flying to the moon tomorrow morning for breakfast.
Yeah, that's good. You need a bit more attitude.
Yeah, really? Okay.
A little bit more attitude, okay. Yeah.
"If your lifeguard duties were as good as your singing, a lot of people would be drowning."
So that's good.
That's niche, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, okay.
So you need to do that for whatever their job is.
Oh, yeah. That only works for lifeguards.
If your farming duties were as good as your singing, a lot of people would be not eating.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work, but yeah, we'll figure it out.
"Not in a billion years. There's only so many words I can drag out of my vocabulary to say how awful that was."
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Her eyes were sort of rolling in her head.
Then. I feel like crap, so that's good.
Two more.
"You look like you're verging on haunted." God, he was such a bee, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You missed that second one. I think the second one is underrated.
"It was a bit like ordering a hamburger and only getting the bun."
Cutting is right.
I'm getting way too into this. And the other one. "Do you know what you look like? One of those creatures that live in the jungle."
See? Now.
They love that body
jump over. I'm second by second becoming more and more evil.
I'm liking it. This is great.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
The other day I was at home chilling. My boyfriend Alex was working from home as he does and he was in a meeting and he insists on having his meetings play out loud. He will never use headphones.
Oh my God.
It's rather annoying. There's no doors in my house.
This is HR,
I hear
please.
It all. But I'm pretty good at tuning it out. A lot of people that Alex works with are American because it's an American company that he works for. And sometimes I kind of pick up on the odd thing. And this American woman was speaking on the meeting. She was going on about something corporate. And instead of saying the word satisfaction, she said satisfication.
Satisfication is not a word.
Satisfication.
That is not in the dictionary.
It is absolutely not. And I don't know whether she misspoke or what, but I do think it's so American to add extra ations and extra a-ties and things like that, just extra syllables onto words. And I thought to myself, she just spoke pure American. And I remember when I was on my J1, there was this girl who worked with me in the restaurant and she wasn't the sharpest. And she asked me, so if you're from Ireland, do you guys speak Irish like the way we speak American? And I realised, you know what? You actually do speak American. There actually is a kind of an American language. And I'm not really talking right now about like fries and eggplant and sidewalk and trash, because they are kind of just like words that they use, but it's more like how they adapt the words that we use. So here is my very short guide on how to speak American. So when we go food shopping, we might look for the expiry date on a piece of food that we're buying. Whereas in America, you look for the expiration date.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Fair.
That's a real American term. The word transport, I think, is plenty long and it does the job. But in America, it's transportation.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Yeah, okay.
Why do they add that? You know what I mean? Yeah,
there's two Asians there that aren't really needed.
No need at all. It's the same thing. The American for normality, normalcy.
Normalcy. I've never heard of normalcy. Yeah, you know? I suppose I have normalcy.
But like, you never say that.
Oh, that's so weird. Normalcy. When I see that written down, I pronounce it in my head as normalcy.
Oh,
is that a word?
But it's American.
Yeah, but it's not like in the English dictionary.
It's probably in the like American whatever Webster dictionary they have or whatever. In English, you might put something into alphabetical order, but in America, we gonna alphabetize that.
Stop it.
Are you for real?
Alphabetize.
Oh my God.
Like we would never say that.
No.
It's funny.
I've never even heard of that, to be quite honest.
You'll definitely have heard this one. So in English, if I was happy about something, I might say I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Whereas in America, what would you say?
You're ecstatic. I don't know.
I'm thankful.
You're thankful.
Thankful for this meal.
Yeah.
It's such a simple, it's so funny. Also in America, I've noticed when having been over there, nobody says thank you in the shops anymore. They all say, I appreciate you.
Stop it, do they?
You. Everybody. And actually, Alex knows that too. He was like, what the hell was everyone saying they appreciate me? Everyone's like, I appreciate you.
I do kind of like that. I think that is quite a nice thing to say. I appreciate you.
It's nice.
But it's a very personal thing. I wouldn't say it to a stranger.
Yeah. They're all saying it in the shops. If I didn't care about something, I might say I couldn't care less. Yeah.
Yes. What? This annoys me to no end.
I could care less.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, it's so annoying. I always hear them do that.
I could care less. That means makes you think that you really you care. Do care.
It's like I could give a beep and you're like, that means you could.
Yeah,
that means you care.
They've just gotten rid of the "nt".
It's like the whole, you really did a 180 there.
I know.
And it's like that, no, that's just coming back, right back around, right?
Yeah. And lastly, obviously, because I live with an American, I've been finding myself to speak a little bit of American lately and I don't like it.
Oh, go on.
Things I'll say, right? I'll say the phrase, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
For sure.
I just say for sure.
I'll also say, instead of saying, like, you think so, I'll say, you think?
Oh, no.
Ashing, ew.
I know, so you just gotta, there needs to be a little button or something whenever I say that on the show.
Do you ever pick up a new phrase, like, just randomly in life, not even American? And I remember years ago, I started saying, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my friend,
Bested
out of me. He was like, do not start saying, sure, I hate it.
Yeah, and you know another one I've been saying? Sure thing.
Sure thing. I have a mate of mine who says y'all instead of use. And I know use isn't a word, but like just we're Irish, say use.
Yeah, get it wrong in the right way.
Yeah, even Irish, Dublin.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, it's ye.
Yeah.
Ye is so weird. Ye and y'all is weird,
what
I think.
What is the plural of you?
It's you.
You. How crap is that?
Yeah, it's crap.
Yeah, but say if I'm in a WhatsApp group and I'm asking a group of people,
it's
do you all want to come?
It's you.
You all.
Do you, not no, it's do just, you do you want to come?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't like
it. It's like the plural of sheep.
Let's just speak sheep. American.
How you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Spin Hits, live in Manchester.
Woo, let's go.
All right, do you want to see a ton of your favourite artists in one massive gig over in Manchester? Well, we've got those tickets for you. Hits Radio Live is happening on Saturday, the 23rd of November. We want to get you there. We're holding a big, massive draw on November 8th. And we told you, you need to be listening out for one of several artists that are going to play on the night.
It looks like one hell of a gig and I'm so jealous of anyone who actually gets this. So yeah, you're listening out for those artists. When you hear those artists, you text us. Simple as that.
Okay, right. One of those artists may or may not have just played. Let's see if we're onto something here to get someone else into this big draw. Hey, Eric.
Hello,
it's Emma, David, Aisling. How are you?
What's up, Eric?
Good, yourselves.
Really, really good.
Grand.
You heard a Hits Radio Live artist. Who did you hear?
Keane to Crow.
Keane to Crow, and I'll Be Waiting. You're absolutely correct. Woo! Nice one.
Are you a Keane to Crow fan, Eric?
I would be. Yeah, I used to follow him on TikTok before he became a big thing.
Oh, I did as well. He's great.
You were one of the OGs, were you?
The OGs.
You're a real fan.
Anyone else you'd be looking to see on this lineup?
Tom Grennan would be a big one.
Yeah, big
fan. He's fantastic.
He's so good live.
Yeah, big fan of him.
Teddy Swims as well. You'd be in for such a treat. I'd say his voice, just incredible.
Well, congrats, Eric. You're in that draw to win that trip to Manchester to Hits Radio Live. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck.
I don't mean to overstep, but I just seen your profile picture. You have a dachshund. How's that going?
Lovely. She's a year old as of September this year. So
is she still whining or is she all right?
No, she's good. She's good. She's not like anything she sees outside, she'll bark at, but she's an absolute dote.
Okay. Emma has a name for dachshunds.
Yeah, Emma can't stand a dachshund.
No, it's good to hear a good review. Thanks, Eric. See you later.
Good luck.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Will we do everyone a solid and go through those artists again you're listening out for?
Let's do it.
Okay, so Teddy Swims.
Tom Grennan.
Keane to Crow.
Jax Jones.
KSI.
Perry.
Clean Bandit.
Rita Ora.
Hear any of those artists on spin across the day, not just here on Fully Charged. A message us hits to 087-711-1038. Another chance to qualify with Michaela after 10.
Got to be over 18 as well. It's a Spin Network competition. Full T's and C's over on the website.
I can't wait to announce the winner on this. And I'd love to be going myself, but we can't. You can. Keep listening to Spin to win.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Good morning. Last week on the show, we did something fantastic. We played a game called Is It a Loose Woman Topic? Or have we completely made it up? And it's a lot harder than you think it is.
Can I ask before we go any further, do you call it a fantastic topic because you came to the show with the idea?
No, I actually just thought it was bizarre to read out some of the topics that loose women have done.
Okay.
I will attest. Insane. Dave does like to say that everything that he's done is the best thing that's been done. It was very good.
It was fun, wasn't it?
I'll give him that one.
I just need that little tap on the back. That's all okay, I need, lads. Okay. So what we've done, me and Ash have compiled a list of loose women topics and we've also made some of our own.
Okay.
And we thought we'd bring this game to you. Is it a loose women topic or have we completely made it up?
I missed this last week, so I am excited.
I'm going to score you on this.
Okay. Yeah, I am as well. I think that's a good shout.
Any disclaimers? I don't watch daytime TV. I don't really watch loose women. Is that fair enough?
That's
but I know they cover
enough.
All sorts of everything. Okay.
They cover everything.
It's out of 14, which is a completely normal score to be out of.
Let's start off. Is this a loose women topic or have we completely made it up? Would you give your dog mouth to mouth?
Yeah, they did that, I'm sure.
They absolutely did.
Yes.
Correct. Well done.
I think that's a really fair question, you know. What if they were dying at home?
So just keep in mind, these are topics that flash up on the screen and they all talk about them for like 10 minutes. It's bizarre. Mm. And yeah, go on.
Would you ever eat a lip balm?
A lip balm? They didn't. I think you made that up, maybe.
That was made up by me.
Oh, you're going to tell us who made them up, are you? That's good.
Yeah. Well, so you were correct there.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Would you say I do to a poodle?
I'm going to say they did because people have married their dogs in the past, which is so weird.
You are correct, Emma Nolan.
Okay. Well done. You're doing well.
Okay. 3 for 3.
Would you let your baby go nappy free?
It's loose women. I'm going to say this is a topic that they've discussed.
It is a topic. Would you breastfeed your husband?
If he was really hungry, like if it was the end of the world and you had breast milk and it was either keep him alive or he dies.
If he is really fit. Maybe.
Is that the really extremes hot. Of the conversations that they went to? I'm going to say it was a loose women topic.
It was a loose women topic.
You're 5 for 5.
As in, I'm already really thinking about these topics. They're good.
Is 9 too old for the zoo?
9? As in the age 9?
Yeah.
As in, you're too old to go to the zoo if you're 9?
Yeah.
What? I was at the zoo 2 weeks ago and I'm 31. No, that wasn't a loose women topic.
You're correct.
That was
made up by David Hammond.
Stop telling people the ones I made up. Is 4 dishwashers the secret to a happy relationship?
Probably, but I don't think that was discussed on Loose Women.
Finally, a wrong answer. Dear God, yes, that was a real topic. Is 4 dishwashers the secret to a happy relationship?
Really? That's a lot of dishwashers and a lot of high energy bills.
Can eating crisps reverse menopause?
Definitely a topic.
Yeah.
There must have been some weird little fact out at some point.
Wrong.
Damn it.
That was made up also by David Hammond.
Woo! Also, what a shame that eating crisps doesn't reverse menopause.
I know.
Should your partner's ex be allowed to live in the shed?
Should your partner's ex... This is probably a dilemma that came in from someone that the ex had no accommodation and they converted the shed. I'm going to say this is a loose women topic.
It was not a loose women topic. It's completely made up.
Damn it!
Would you wear your baby's umbilical cord?
Wear it? As a fashion item? I'm going to say that was discussed. Yeah, that's got to be.
Correct.
Okay. It was. Yeah. Is Sabrina Carpenter too sexy?
Definitely discussed, yeah.
Wrong. Made up by Aisling Bonner.
Damn it, sorry.
Have your boobs ever held you back?
If you've just joined us, we are doing loose women topics. Is it a loose women topic or have we made it up?
I'd say they have discussed that, you know.
Correct.
Correct, they have. Have your boobs ever held you back?
I believe. If they're, like, sometimes people get really insecure about them.
Certainly not me, but yes.
And certainly not me either.
Is it a loose women topic or have we made it up? Knickers, how big is too big?
Is it in terms of waist size or in terms of coverage? Like granny panties?
We haven't watched the episodes. We have just seen...
I'm going to say that was discussed.
It was not.
Damn it.
I made that one.
And the final one.
I want to talk about that.
You take the final one, Dave, because you love it.
I do love the final one. Is this a loose women topic or have we completely made it up? Samantha Mumba on US gun control.
Samantha Mumba on US gun control. As in a topic, what would you discuss there? That she is or she isn't?
Samantha Mumba discusses US gun control.
Yeah, she did, surely.
She did.
Correct!
And I need to go back and watch that episode.
Big time, Emma, you've got 9 out of 14.
Hey, that's not so bad!
Very good.
And I haven't even retired yet. Wait till I do, I'll know all of them. Like, yeah. Exactly. Daytime TV at its prime. Any of those topics for the show, no?
I think all of them, yeah, actually.
To be honest, yeah.
Is 9 too old for the zoo a personal favourite?
Recharged.
Hey, yesterday in the show, we were asking you, what is the laziest you've been? On the back of over the weekend, myself and my friend were out having a drink or two in the afternoon, and we live literally 10 to 12 minute walk from this place we were at.
That's a long walk.
I think so too. And picked up a few bits in the supermarket right next to where we were, and I opted for a taxi home, and she was totally disgusted with me.
But you walked there.
We did. But we were asking you, what is the laziest you've been, and to go hard and go home. So we wanted to revisit this today because Louise was in touch. We didn't get a chance to hear from her.
I have to agree with your caller about the kids being lazy. My daughter, literally last night, had a friend over for dinner. They're having a girly night, and she'd Snapchatted her brother, who's in the other bedroom, who's 13. And because he didn't answer her Snapchat, she phoned him twice to get him to go down to get her a fork. But my daughter's bedroom is literally 13 steps away from the kitchen. And like him, like in Egypt, went down and got her the fork with no reward.
Isn't that hilarious? Yeah, because yesterday a guy was in touch saying that his son, like a toddler, wouldn't walk to the kitchen for his breakfast, so he had to carry him from the room to the other room.
And plonked him down at the table.
Yeah, and then he was willing. Tammy was in touch as well. The laziest you've been.
This story actually isn't about me. It's about my sister. She's a primary school teacher, so she's like extremely intelligent, but she's also very stupid in ways. So she lives on like the third level of apartments, and she has to go up and downstairs if she wants to like bring the bins out or anything like that. And she had a watermelon on her kitchen table, and it was gone off, and she couldn't eat it anymore. And she was like, oh, the absolute effort of going all the way downstairs to throw this in the bin. So she threw it out the window. She literally threw the watermelon out the window, and as you can imagine, the cleanup took her about 3 hours. She had to clean the whole street down below her apartment, because the thing exploded all over the place. And she was like, the second I threw it, I was like, what have I done? But I was like, that is like optimum laziness right there.
That is so funny.
Oh, she could have saved herself a 3 hour cleanup if she had just ran downstairs.
Yeah, it's so true. Sometimes when you are that lazy, it actually makes it more work.
More work, yeah. She could have killed somebody with that.
Yeah, she was probably aiming for the bin and missed or whatever.
That's so funny.
This is my favourite, and we tried to get in touch with Rosie to get her on, and naturally she didn't want to speak to us. I once faked a back injury so I'd get pushed in a chair to the Ryanair terminal from departures in Dublin Airport.
That, I approve of that.
Give her the freedom of the city.
This voice note in as well from Orr.
I was going up Bray Main Street with my mum. I was taking her up to do a bit of shopping, and I didn't want to get dressed. So I was wearing my pajama top. I decided that I didn't want to take my pajama top off to put a bra on, so I put my bra on over my pajama top, and then I put a hoodie on, not thinking anyone would see me and it would be fine and no one would know that I was wearing my bra over my pajama top because I was wearing a hoodie. So in the meantime, being up Ray Main Street, I forgot that I had dressed this way.
Oh, no.
I went into Nine Lives Tattoo and I went upstairs to ask them about a tattoo that I was thinking about getting, and she goes, sure, show me the part of your body you want it on. And I zipped open my hoodie, forgetting that I had put my bra on over my pajama top and that I was wearing my pajama top. And I was absolutely mortified because people in there getting their tattoos done, and I zipped open my hoodie and everyone could see that I put my bra on over my top. Yep, that's the laziest I've ever been.
Like, they would have just think, you know what, that girl's been going through a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so up close and personal as well. It's not like she just whipped it off in the shop and went, oops. It's like, literally, show me.
Yes, totally.
Oh, so funny.
And Kaylee is standing by. Kaylee, the laziest you've been, tell us.
Not me, but my brother, and he still is quite lazy. He used to pay me to make him a cup of tea or change his bed covers or hoover his room.
And I bet you did it, Kaylee, did you?
Well, I was about 13 at the time, so I didn't have any other way of making money.
It was fantastic.
So lazy, so
having a job and having a little sister was just great, because you'd be like, will you just go and do that? Will you put that in the microwave for me? There's €2. And they think it was so much money.
I used to extortion them, though. I used to charge them €2 for a cup of tea.
I was going to say, do you remember any of the prices?
It was €2 for a cup of tea. I remember that. And I think it was a fiver to change beds.
Oh, a fiver?
Girl, you could have got 15 quid out of that.
Yeah,
oh, my God, yeah.
And it was only a single bed, so it was done within 2 minutes. Like.
Right. Yeah, but you'd probably stay in there a lot longer. Just wishing it around, make it sound like you were.
No, because he just was too lazy to do it, so he didn't care how long it took.
Right, okay.
This is amazing. It's making me think that, you know, the way if you want to lift somewhere, you get a taxi. I want someone to change to my bed sheets. I want someone that you can just call, like an app, and someone come in and just change your bed sheets.
I'm sure there is one.
I'm sick of it. It's awful. And definitely a fiver is way too little.
I'm sure your housemate
Ben. We're talking 15 years ago, so.
Yeah,
inflation.
Inflation.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kaylee.
Thanks.
Good
bye.
Luck. Bye bye.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
All right, welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. It's a game where you could win up to 5 IMC Cinema passes. Who have we got?
It's Natalie. Natalie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. What's the plan for your day?
Well, I'm just on my way back from the school run now.
Oh, fair play to you.
How many drop-offs do you have to do?
Just the one.
That's okay, nice and concise.
Not bad at all.
A friend of mine has to do 2 a day, twice a day.
That's
so
sucks.
4 times a day. And then all across the evening, different pickups and drop-offs for extracurriculars.
Oh my God, Mare.
That's no, thank
lot.
You.
That's a lot. That's why you shouldn't have kids, isn't that right?
Isn't that right, Natalie?
Natalie, let's see if we can win you some IMC Cinema passes. Are you familiar with the game Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down?
Yeah.
You are, fantastic. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Just keep in mind you're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Every single one you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema pass. 5 are up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Natalie, I'm going to do something a little bit rogue. I've got 2 sets of questions in front of me. Would you like set A or set B?
Set A.
Set A.
Okay.
Let's go for set A questions. You're
good
trying
luck,
to say
Natalie.
A completely different thing that I have written down. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Let's start with question number 1. Name a fast food restaurant.
McDonald's.
All right.
I'm nervous. Dave loves
McDonald's. McDonald's is quite the obvious choice.
But she's lucky because I went for Burger King.
Hey. Okay, Natalie, we are waiting until the 3rd beep, so you do have a little bit more time. And now you have to decide, do you want to go home with 1 IMC Cinema pass or risk it all and play for 2?
I'll risk it.
Risk it, all right.
Really try and think, you know, what would he not have written down, Natalie, you know? We're really rooting for you here, sorry for the added pressure.
Now, Natalie, we go for question 2. Remember, you're answering on the 3rd beep that you hear. These set of questions were meant for Emma and Aisling.
I'm playing along.
So, if you can't get this, I'm sorry. Name any bar on Camden Street.
The Camden.
I would have said Johnny Fox's. Or not Johnny Fox's.
Jimmy Rabbit's.
Jimmy Rabbit's. All the animals.
And I wrote down Devitt's.
Whoa!
Thank the Lord.
You are still in play, Natalie, but you have to decide. Do you want to go home with two or play and risk it for three?
I'll risk it for three.
All right, let's do it, Natalie. Name any fizzy drink.
Fanta.
Could you be more specific?
Fanta.
What? Fanta. Colour.
Colour?
Flavour.
Fanta orange.
Fanta orange.
Fizzy orange.
I've written down Club Lemon, you're fine.
Beautiful.
All right, Natalie.
Come on, Natalie.
Natalie, what's it going to be? Going home with three, you're going to play for four.
I'll go for the four.
Good.
Go on, you queen.
Go on, you good thing, Natalie. I actually think this one's fine. Name a character from The Simpsons family.
Homer.
Homer.
Natalie, you are quick off the mark.
Natalie is also going for the most obvious answer.
Sometimes get into Dave's brain. Does he deliberately not go for the most obvious? Yeah. It's very hard to know what goes on in that crazy brain.
You said Homer, and I said Maggie.
Whoa, Natalie! You are through to round five, but are you going to play it? You could lose all of your IMC Cinema passes here, or you could be the first five-pass winner we've had in a long, long time.
I may as well risk it.
You may as well risk it.
Imagine.
All right, Natalie, here we go. Question number five. Name a colour on the Irish flag.
Orange.
Orange.
A lot of orange on this game.
Orange.
Is he orange?
Natalie, for five IMC Cinema passes, I have written down white. Congratulations, Natalie. Five IMC Cinema passes are on the way to you. Our first five pass winner in a long time. Congratulations. Well done.
Well done, girls.
Good luck, Natalie. Have a great day.
Goodbye.
Bye. Woohoo!
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy at all.
I love when people beat.
Why are you not happy?
I have to say, Natalie is either very bad at this game and won with the skin of her teeth, or is actually very good at this game. She went for the most obvious answer on everything. Fast food, she said McDonald's. When I asked for a bar on the Camden Street, she said the Camden.
Legend.
When I asked for a fizzy drink, she said Fanta Orange. When I asked for a Simpsons character, she said Homer.
Yeah.
Like, that is so... She's going completely with the most obvious answer, and she completely got me.
It's
she
a game of chance,
I love
isn't it?
It.
Yeah,
it's
fair play to her.
It's back on the show next week, the greatest radio game of all time.
Don't you forget it.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.